Welcome back to Conscious Success, the podcast where we teach you how to master your mind, expand your wealth, and enhance your health. I'm your host, Madhu. And what the heck is the monk mindset method? Today, we're talking about the five steps of how you can start to improve the quality of your life and actually guarantee becoming successful in the areas that you so desire. This is a protocol that we developed based off of my time living as a monk over the course of 5 years in different monasteries around the world, and how we've developed a system that actually works in achieving the things that you want in a sustainable fashion. If you want access to our Monk Mindset workbook with the templates to fill out and walk you through this process, join our Conscious Success community at the link in our show notes, where I will personally walk you through the system and show you how to get the most out of it. Now let's jump in. Let's first go over the five steps of the monk mindset method, and I'll reiterate them. And today we're going to be focusing on one of them, and we're going to have an episode dedicated to each of these steps to make sure that you get the most out of this approach possible. If all you learn from the whole Conscious Success podcast is the monk mindset method, I will still be totally happy, because this again has the power to actually transform your life in a very practical and step-by-step diligent approach. Step number one is understanding what you actually desire. We've talked briefly about this on our episodes, but we're going to go much deeper into that today. The second step is actually claiming what you want. And what that means is taking what you desire and putting it into the present. And we're going to show you how to do both of those steps here in this episode. The next thing that we explore from that is taking those things that we desire and identifying the behaviors that will inevitably get us the result that we want, or allow us to be able to claim what we're so desiring. Once we've done that, the next step is figuring out what our routine would need to look like on a daily and weekly basis to fit in all the behaviors that cover all the things that we want to become successful in, so that we can simply follow that routine on a consistent basis and then in turn actually achieve the result that we so desire. And the fifth step is what we call stressors and relievers. And we'll obviously be diving much deeper into this, but it's a way in which you can identify what are the things that are going to or might come up that are going to stop you from being consistent. And how do we take a very thoughtful and gentle approach to keeping consistent even when you don't want to. So these are the five steps we're going to be exploring. As we jump into this first step of desires, if you're not familiar with the approach that we take, I would encourage you to check out the episode that we share on how you always get what you want. And really what that means is you always get what you subconsciously want, where we really talk about the difference between a conscious desire and a subconscious desire. There are things that you consciously desire in terms of you look around the world and you think to yourself, I want $1 million. I want a six pack. I want whatever those things that you consciously think of. But there are a bunch of desires that we might not have necessarily articulated or expressed or really even thought of consciously. We want to identify both of those and we write them down. We take it from subtle to gross, out of the mind and onto a piece of paper or onto a document. So step number one, if you haven't already done this, is write down a long list of all the things that you actually want and desire in your life, even the things you might not want to admit that you desire. You don't have to show anyone this. Don't worry. This is just for your eyes only. What are all the things you want? And if this is difficult for you, I want you to do this practice every day of adding 10 things you desire until it does not feel difficult. For some of you, that might take 3 days. Some of you, it might take 30 days. Who cares? Get familiar with what you desire, because it's step number one is awareness, knowing what it actually is that you're wanting. And then from that place, we can also figure out what we want to do with those desires. We can figure out what we want to keep, what we want to disregard, what we want to purify, what we want to refine. And in this way, actually work on those desires instead of just allowing them to exist without consciously being aware of them. Make a list, a long list, and then what you want to do is prioritize those. See which ones do I want to keep, which are the ones that I don't desire holding on to and getting rid of. And those ones you don't have to pay so much attention to yet. We do cover much more extensively in other episodes how to manage those desires that you don't actually want to deal with and what to manage. But let's focus on the ones that you do want first and foremost. And then we start to turn them into a claim, which is our step two. Now, we're talking about a claim. Really, what we're referring to here is a way in which we're taking the thing that you want and trying to minimize the gap between you and that thing. Whenever I say, I want, I'm acknowledging the space between me and that thing. What we want to figure out is how to identify what we really, honestly, sincerely desire or what we sincerely want, not just what our mind is trying to convince us of what we want. And so one of the best ways to do that is turning it into the claim, which means the destination of my desire. Let me explain what that means. The first step is putting our desire into the positive. And so what that really means is not what I don't want, but what I do want. An example is, instead of saying, I want to lose weight, or I don't want to weigh this much, or whatever negative desire that might be coming up, we want to figure out what is the positive version of that. So if instead of saying, I want to lose weight, we might say, I want to weigh X pounds. I want to be X body fat percentage. I want to have X amount of muscle mass. I want to weigh this, or whatever it might be. I want you to first and foremost identify what you want out of it, because we are not going to get you what you want if you do not know what you want. Step number one, figure out what the heck you even desire, not the negative of it, because the mind, again, does not work in opposites. That's why if I say, don't think of an elephant, you just thought of an elephant, because the mind does not work in opposites. Figure out the positive version of what you so desire. Instead of saying, I don't want to eat bad food no more. Hope you don't talk like that. Then say, I want to eat better food. And then the second step from there is being specific. Once it's in the positive, we want to have a specific desire, which means instead of eating better, what the hell does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. This is why people don't actually complete their New Year's resolutions and say, I want to work out. I want to feel better. I want to eat better. There is, what does better mean? We don't know what a general term of better is. We have to identify specifically what that actually looks like. So the second step is, what are those specifics in terms of what you're looking for? Instead of saying, I want to eat better, we might say something like, I want to eat a fully plant-based diet consisting of organic whole foods. That is a specific desire that's in the positive. We have to identify exactly what we're looking for. Otherwise, we're not going to get it. And this is, again, why people don't, quote unquote, manifest, is they make these general ideas and articulate these generalizations of some vague concept of what they want. To the extent that you know what you want, then you have a chance of actually achieving it. So put it in the positive, and then step two is make it as specific as possible. If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy. And even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable, please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well. The third step is, well, list it out. And I encourage you to do it in four different buckets. You'll hear me talk about these four areas. So we have our health, which includes our physical, mental, and emotional health. We have our career slash purpose, which is everything to do with how we're living in this world, giving our gifts in a way that supports us. Our third is our relationships. That's everything from our partner to our friends, to our students and downline, to our teachers, to our parents, family, etc. All relationships. And the fourth is spirit, nourishing ourselves on the level of ourself, of the real us, that which goes beyond the physical body, the subtle mind and elements of the mind, and the real you that's driving around the mind and striving around the body, connecting on the level of spirit. So we have these four areas, these four buckets of life, and we want to start to put different desires in each of those. Not only will this be very telling to see where you might be putting more attention than what needs and where you might be putting less attention than what needs in these areas of life. In other words, it might be very easy for you to put a bunch of wants in terms of your career, but when it comes to your health, it's like, ooh, I don't know. Or you put a bunch in your health, and when it comes to your relationships, ooh, I don't know. So put it into these buckets and make sure you have an extensive list of all the things you want when it comes to improving your health, the kind of health you want, the kind of career and purpose that you want, the kind of spiritual life that you want, and the kind of relationships that you desire. Once you have that specified and clearly written out in terms of those different, say, buckets or so, I would say make sure that you identify the top one to five in each of those, the ones that are the most pulling, the ones that are like, Yeah, those seem to be the most significant, the most important, the most substantial for me in my life at this point in time. And don't judge these desires. Judgment's not going to help in any way, shape, or form here. We will get into judging and discerning, but at this point, just be honest. Just let the desires come through. Even if you write one down and you're like, ooh, I don't want to have this desire. No problem. We'll work on it in another session of figuring out how to work on it. Let's just focus on what the ones you do so want today, and we're going to focus on those. Once you have them, the next step is we're going to turn that desire, which is very specific and in the positive, and in different categories of your life, we're now going to turn that into what I call a claim. That's something you can claim today. That's taking that desire and turning it into the present form so that, not as to a fake it till you make it kind of situation. People misunderstand this all the time when it comes to figuring out your claims. They say, oh, if I just say my affirmation in the mirror every day, it'll happen. Maybe. That's not the approach I'm suggesting you take. The approach I suggest you take is we figure out in written form what it is so that we know if it's actually a real desire. We might have done all this work only to find out, uh-oh, that's not my desire. That's a desire that someone else is put on me and that I'm shoulding on myself. I'm shoulding that I should have this or I should want this, but I actually don't. The claims are the stage in which we're taking these desires and making sure they're actually real. Because if we're trying to move in a direction where achieving desires that you don't actually have that are become, you're superimposing on yourself, no wonder you're not achieving them. This is the stage, the second stage of claiming what you want to figure out what that looks like. So an example might be, instead of saying, I want a whole foods diet that's plant-based, that I feel energized from after I eat. Like that would be a very specific desire. I follow a plant-based diet of whole foods that I feel energized from after eating. We now want to take out that want and then put it in its present tense. The example would be, I eat a plant-based whole foods diet that makes me feel energized after I eat. And we're putting it into the present form. Now you might say, wait, but Madhu, I'm not doing that yet. No, that's okay. You might not be doing it yet. Heck, maybe you are, in which case, cool. Want and claim done. Check that one off. Let's focus on the other one. But you might say, Madhu, I'm not doing it yet. That's fine. I want you to see, how do you feel when you say that claim out loud? When you actually say those words and you close your eyes and say it, do you go, yeah, I'm good, kind of, yeah, all right, maybe. Or you go, oh, golly, that's what I feel. Like, yes, that's a great feeling. I want to say, I can't wait to say that. Oh, man, it's so overwhelming and visceral, that sensation of when I say those words, like, yes, I definitely want that. Or is it not that? Because if it's not that, let's go back to the drawing board and get clear on what you actually do desire. If it is, however, something that you feel a visceral response where you go, ah, oh, golly, I feel great when I say that, then we keep moving on into the next step. So this claim, this is really, we're also going to be able to identify the actual thing you want rather than the way of achieving that. This is another mistake I see people make, is instead of talking about what they want and what they're going to claim, they're talking about the thing that's going to get them what they want or what they claim. An example might be, I want to work out every day. No, you do not. That is not your actual desire. That is not the thing you want to be claiming in your life every day and paying attention to and focusing and attuning your attention to. No, that's the means of acquiring the thing you want. The thing that you want is to feel strong in your body, to feel sexy, to feel whatever it might be. The workout is the thing that's going to get you what you want. It's the behavior. It's not the actual claim. So as you're going through this exercise, I want you to really focus on making sure you've gotten to the root desire. And again, if you don't have a visceral response, if you're like, I work out every day, all right, and it doesn't quite do much for you, great. That's helping to figure out and refine what you actually do want. And ask yourself, well, no, I don't want to really work out every day. That's a means of acquiring what I do want. What I really want is to look in the mirror and go, nice. And how can you articulate that? Maybe it's, you know, I have 15% body fat at 150 pounds, or the more specific you could be, the better. Find some example like that and articulate it and make sure it's not the means of which attaining the goal, but rather the goal itself. What is the thing you are actually wanting to claim in your life, and then put those into the positive and then write them out. Once you have those claims written out, I want you to pick the top 3 to 5 most important ones. You can look at those different buckets of your health, of your spiritual life, of your career, of your relationships, and pick at least 1 or 2 of the most important ones from there. And let's move them over to a place where you can look at and read them every morning and every evening. Literally print them out. Don't miss this step. Where attention goes, energy flows. The things that you're putting into your eyes, into your ears, to your nose, to your mouth, things you're touching, the information you're giving to your senses are what's creating you, creating your mind. We need to put this information in, making it at the top of our mind, bring it to the surface there. And so one of the ways in which we do that, one of the ways that we can actually bring the attention towards these claims is figure out which ones are most important, write them out either on a piece of paper or print them out and look at them every morning and every evening. And in this way, you're going to start to see opportunities for that. An example I like to give is you might notice the last time you got a new car, when you got purchased your last vehicle or leased, whatever it is, when you drove out of the lot, you started to notice all the other people that had the same vehicle. I know that when the last Tesla that we purchased, well, the first one we purchased, I was driving around. I remember pulling out a lot and I thought to myself, wow, look at all these other people with Teslas. And wow, it seems like everyone and their mother has a Tesla. And I didn't even notice that before because I hadn't tuned my attention to it. But as soon as I had something myself and I was paying attention to something, I then saw it in the world around us. This is how our mind works. By bringing these things to the top of our attention, to our focus, that's what's going to actually facilitate us seeing the opportunities to make those things exist in real life. So by saying, I feel and look strong, and eat a plant-based whole foods diet that makes me feel energized. By looking at that, reading that, and saying that every day, I'm going to find myself becoming aware of all the opportunities that are going to allow me to actually say that and fully mean it in the present tense. Again, when we say, I want, that just creates a lot of space between me and the thing that I'm so desiring. So what we want to establish first and foremost here, what do I actually want? What do I actually desire? And from that space, what we're going to do is, what do I actually want to claim? And this is an I am, I have, I feel statement. Once we've identified those, then and only then we can get into the next step, which is the behaviors, which we're going to be exploring in this next episode here. Again, if you enjoy these topics that we explore and you want the workbook that goes along with them so you can go along and fill them out, check out our Conscious Success community, where you can go through our Monk Mindset Method and we actually walk you through these steps very diligently. I cannot wait to connect with you on this next episode. And as always, thanks for taking your time and your attention with us today. Keep it conscious.